The original plan was for the Shakespeare theaters to stay dark until April 8th. This morning comes word that optimism for an early return did not carry the day. The festival is adding 5 more months onto the shutdown and canceling outright 5 of the plays planned for the season. Nataki Garrett is the artistic director of the festival. She joins us by phone now. Nataki, thanks for joining us in difficult circumstances.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
So I gave the outlines just now. September 8th is now the target date for resumption?
Yeah, so we started with the possibility of trying to open this summer. And of course, with this continued restrictions and these continued social distancing measures that are coming with this terrible virus, it just didn't seem like we were going to be able to build enough of the work in order to get us open by June. So the next effective date is September.
Did you take your cues from any other organizations? I mean, we're talking about the same week in which the Summer Olympic Games said, let's not even try this summer.
Yeah, I think we're in a slightly different place. So the first thing is that we're a summer festival. We run for 8 months out of the year. So most of my sister theater companies across the United States were just ending their season, or they're coming into the second half of the season that started last fall. We're in a slightly different place. We start at the beginning of the year and we sort of go to the end of the year and we cover the entire year. So we're actually in a much better position than some of my sister theaters because we still have the tail end of the season to try to come back to. Most of my sister theater organizations are closing their fiscal years in the middle of the summer and then they would come back with their fall season.
So how much of a ticket presale had there been for the shows throughout the season before you got to this point?
We were actually going with pace this year. We were looking at really strong returns for our season across the entire season. We were selling into the fall. We were on pace for most of our shows, even the shows that hadn't opened. So this was going to turn out to be a completely beautiful year in terms of ticket sales. And we're still hoping that our patrons are going to be interested in exchanging into the fall. Our patrons who are not interested in exchanging, we're asking them to donate their tickets back to the theater. We're actually not just asking for us. We're asking if you hold a ticket to a theater that has to close because of the coronavirus, please donate that ticket back to the theater. That is actually a part of what's going to help us stay alive and thrive through this terrible pandemic.
You mean you're asking for other theater companies, in fact?
We're asking, there's across the theater industry, because every theater has shut down in my industry, the entire industry has been shuttered within a matter of days. And so all of us are mobilizing around asking our patron base, please donate your tickets back to the theater if you're not planning on exchanging them for a voucher or for an exchange date later in the season or for an exchange date in the following season. Please donate your ticket back to the theater if you're in a position to do that. Because all of that, you know, a theater company is usually running on two buckets of resource. One is the ticket sales for what's happening in our current season, and the other is the donations that go alongside that. And without being in the middle of selling tickets again right now, we're faced with this cash flow issue that is part of the reason why we're facing these layoffs and this closure, is that we have to make sure that we have enough cash to extend us through to the fall season so that we can build towards the spring season.
How many people did you have to lay off ultimately? And these are artists and volunteers alike, right?
Yeah, these are artists. These are our entire company. We're a company of over 500 people. So we're first addressing the needs of the people who are being laid off this week. And we're looking at 80% of our staff and company. So around 400 people. But right now we're looking at supporting the people who are receiving their layoff notices right now.
All right. So the other numbers here, in addition to the people, we're talking about 5 plays that were planned that are just not going to happen. Confederates, Bernhardt Hamlet, Black Odyssey, Everything That Never Happened, and Poor Yellow Rednecks. What's the plan for the plays that remain? You have 6 that you're going to put on stage, or is that's the plan anyway?
Well, we have five that we just opened, and then we're looking at trying to open one of our Elizabethans. We understand our audience's intimate relationship with the Elizabethan Theater, and that is a beacon for our patrons and our company alike, that we are alive and kicking and well, and we're going to make it into our future. And so we're going to do our best to try to open at least one of the Elizabethan shows this year. And then we're looking, we're in conversation with all of the artists whose plays we're not able to bring forward into the fall. We're looking at opportunities to bring those into subsequent seasons wherever we can.
I imagine there are some snags there with availability of artists, though.
Yeah, definitely. And, it really has to do with also this pandemic has created a paradigm shift. We are going to be in a different world when this pandemic subsides for at least this first wave. And so we're also trying to figure out what are the stories we need to tell in 2021 and beyond. Where do we need to place our focus? Who are the artists we need to support as we're moving forward? So we're trying to make sure we're looking at programming holistically and not just with the assets that we already have, the plays that we have already invested our resource into, but what are the other stories that we can tell to support our patron base, to support Ashland, to support this region, to support the theater world? You know, the right now, those of us who are clear that, that we have a path to survival, we have a great responsibility to making sure that it's not just about our theaters and what we want to do on our stages, that we have to actually be looking at this in terms of how we rebuild the structure of the theater, how we rebuild together. And so what are those stories, and who do we have to support in order to make sure? One of the things I've been thinking about is, I actually was thinking about this before the coronavirus, but now I'm really deeply thinking about it. Do we have local storytellers? Do we have local playwrights who are telling stories about this region? Is this a time to really focus on their voices? So that's part of where my thinking is right now. Who do we need to be in the future to meet the needs of the people who are going to be here with us in the future?
Nataki Garrett is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the artistic director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, which announced just within the last hour a layoff of 80% of the staff and a trimming of the season back by 5 months. The original resumption date planned was April 8th. That's now been pushed back to September 8th and five plays canceled outright. Questions, comments from you, welcome on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. Were there any particular events you were waiting for, like where you're waiting for the federal stimulus package to be announced before making your decision?
No, we're in this kind of precarious position because we're trying to figure out whether or not we have enough cash to keep our doors open. So we were looking at that, but we do know that right now the federal government is operating at a snail's pace. They're operating with skeleton staff, and so we knew that we had to go ahead and make our choices in order to make sure that our company members had access to the resources that they're going to need to support themselves and their loved ones going forward. The health and safety of our OSF family and their loved ones is our primary focus right now, making sure that they have what they need, their resources, making sure that they have enough, as much healthcare as we're able to provide, making sure that we're lobbying with the governor and with other state funders to try to find as much resources as possible. So that's really where we're focused right now.
Yeah, you mentioned health benefits. I noticed you're going to pay two additional months for laid off company members.
Yeah, definitely. It was one of the things that we put on the table very early in our conversations with the board of directors, that this is something that we have to do. We have to do as much as we can to make sure this isn't a health pandemic. So we have to make sure that we provide as much resources as we possibly can to support our company. The focus is that we do plan to come back. And so we're trying to bridge this time. We're trying to bridge this time with as much resource as we possibly can to ensure we can come back.
All right, so Come Back Again is planned for September 8th, and then the plays will be as planned. Bring Down the House, Parts 1 and 2, The Copper Children, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Peter and the Star Catcher, and then Outdoors, you're planning The Tempest in the Elizabethan Theater Outdoors. I can imagine this really scrambles your eggs in trying to make plans for next year at this point, because you haven't even finished really dealing with this year.
No, and we were about to go into a season announcement next month for 2021. Now we're looking at regrouping. We're looking at whether or not some of our shows from this year need to go into next year. We're really trying to figure out, again, right now it's a resource issue as much as it is a storytelling issue. So after we get through what right now is our predominant focus, which is making sure that we're caring for these company members that are being laid off, in the next coming weeks, we will begin to regroup around what the possibility for a 2021 season might look like, how many of our company members can we make sure can remain with us as we move into the 2021 season.
That's a major question right there, though. And Nataki, excuse me for jumping in here, but I'm thinking you might lose some people, but the fact is there's no really other place for them to go with the whole theater industry shut down.
Well, we're not sure. You know, everything can change within a matter of weeks, and we had to make sure we focused ourselves on making sure they had the right resource, regardless of whether or not we might lose them. We had to actually think about how can we be the most generous and the less selfish about what the needs of the organization are in this time where we're trying to balance our cash flow and the lives of so many people. So we recognize that some of our company members may not be able to return, and these are people, these are our friends and our family members and our colleagues that we have built relationships with. Some people we have built relationships with over decades, and so it's a very, very trying time for our company to have to go through such losses in the middle of this terrible health crisis. It is such a terrible time for our company. And our hope is that, and I said this to my company yesterday, I'm going to do everything within my power, everything I can, including my conversations with the governor, including my conversations with our state's people, including our conversations with local people, to make sure we have the resource to be able to bring as many people back as possible. Right now, we're in conversations with foundations. We're looking at that stimulus package. We're having conversations with our representatives across this valley to make sure that we have the resource to be able to bring as many people back as we can.
In fact, there's a reference in the release from OSF about a $5 million emergency funding campaign.
Yes, right now we are in the middle of a broad-based campaign to try to raise as much money as possible. You know, there are people who are in a position to be extremely generous at this time, and we want to make sure that we provide a pathway for those people to be able to support us in as many ways as possible. But because it is a broad-based campaign, we're also, you know, looking at people who can give as little as a dollar to help support the artists that we support as an organization. You know, any organization, any theater organization is made up of its artists. And so your support goes to help support the lives of the artists that make the playmaking happen.
Is there any possible reconsideration if things clear up, and I know this is, you know, pie in the sky kind of dreaming here, but if things clear up sooner than expected, if things are looking really good in July, could you jump ahead a month and start on August 8th or something?
You know, it's an interesting proposition, but and I don't take anything off the table, but we build 5 shows at a time. And so that requires a much longer runway than some of our sister theaters who only do 1 or 2 at a time. I have 5 shows running. I have 2 in one theater and 3 in another, right? So, and we're building, when we build towards an Elizabethan season, we build 3 shows at the same time and put them in and open them over the course of a weekend, because that's why people come to OSF, because you can see so many plays in such a short period of time because of the nature of the rep. And so with the understanding of that kind of runway and the amount of lead time we need to build, we're actually doing the best we can with the resource that we have to come back with the five that we've already opened and try to open that one. And I don't know how much the date can fluctuate. You know, the prospects that we're hearing from the federal government with the announcements coming from the White House saying, you know, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to, you know, it doesn't look like coronavirus is going to subside in the way we need it to. So we're hopeful, but we're being pragmatic about what the possibilities are.
So the Shakespeare Festival season pushed back to a hoped-for premiere on September 8th. Five plays gone. The five that already opened, plus The Tempest, would be the part of the season that would exist. We're talking about laying off 400 of 500 people. Nataki Garrett, a very tough day. Thank you for sharing the news with us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
All right, take care. That'll do it for this hour of The Exchange, and what a wonderful week, huh? I'm Jeffrey Riley. For our producers, John Baxter and Angela Decker, student assistant Randy Babbitt, take care of yourself. Stay safe. Have a good weekend.